The guidance through seeing the non-self in relationship to the elements was very helpful. Can you explain what to look for in order to see the non-self in relationship to strong emotions like grief? When do you look for the emptiness in emotions, and when do you experience or express them? How does one balance the two? I think with it, you know, in terms of emotions, say like grief, a lot of it, it's not really a choice, oftentimes, in the sense that it's just learning to understand how grief manifests, learning how to understand how particular emotions manifest and what they feel like and what their kind of cycle is, and taking an interest in them, not in the sense being overwhelmed and identifying with them, but it's more like, this is grief. This is what grief feels like. This is what anger feels like. So rather than, I have to act on this anger, or I have to, especially something like grief, then, that's going to come in waves. And one starts to look at the how does it come? How does it arise? What happens? What's it feel like in the body? What's it feel like in the mind? How to work with it? And also, giving oneself the option, what is it like to not experience? I've certainly found through my own practice, and that being really open to the feelings that arise, then it tends to, it doesn't seem to arise in the same way. When Ajahn Chah died, he was my teacher. I had the utmost respect and really gave my life to him, and he's died. What do I feel? Is there grief? I think I'd done my grieving before, became ill, and we looked after him, and then I found that I didn't. There wasn't grief there. It was gratitude. There was incredible devotion and respect, but it sort of is out of my control, so it didn't come up, it was kind of similar when my father passed away. I remember when I was told that my father passed away, I was in retreat, and people came to tell me, and then arranged for me to go back. I was in Thailand to be able to go back into sort of catching a plane and start making the moves to head back, and they sat and chatted and talked and wouldn't go away. And I was kind of patient and engaging but there was this inner feeling of, no, I just want to sit quietly with this. I don't want to talk to anybody. And then when they left, then I went into my kuti and I did that lit candles and incense and did a puja and just to be able to sit quietly and allow to sink in and whatever grief to come up, to allow it to come up. And then I waited and watched my breath and I kept waiting and waiting. And it never came. And I said, well, maybe it didn't come today, maybe it'll be another day. So, and I kept looking and sort of, okay, allowing, just keeping, holding it as open as possible. It never really manifested. And I was very close to my father. I'm close to both my parents, close to my family. I think a lot of it is when we see that quality of non-self, both in the body and the mind, our emotions, or the world we live in. There is an emptiness there, and it can be seen and experienced, and there's appropriate times to if something's coming up, then one shouldn't be trying to suppress it, trying to push it away, trying to label it as something else, or trying to. But I think it's important that we really do our sort of like our due diligence with our emotions in the presence, and to really contemplate our own relationship to our own body, our own feelings, the world around us, our closest family members and loved ones, and then really be honest with what one's experiencing, really be ready to work with it skillfully, probably the closest person to me now is my mother, and I'd have no idea what I'll feel like when my mother passes away. She's 91 going on 92. She doesn't look like she's slowing down yet. Who knows how I'll feel. I think it's just really keeping things really open for possibilities, but also that sense of, really dealing with it, really being honest with whatever's coming up, and keep it open so that one is really dealing with as much as possible in the present.